It's to the Naki now. Weightlifting is picking up in popularity at a Taranaki gym, including a thriving cohort for older gym goers. A group who range in age from their 60s to well into their 80s meet regularly to pump iron, performing impressive moves like deadlifts and snatches. The program's official name is ReFit Plus, though some of the older members affectionately call it Fossil Fitness. It took some convincing 8 years ago from the Lion's Den gym head coach Dane Carr, and a tad of trickery, to get the initial group to pick up a barbell, but it was a hit, and numbers have steadily grown. There are now more than 30 members, some of whom can lift more than their own body weight in certain lifts. Dane Carr is passionate about encouraging older people to try resistance training. Morning, Dane. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, good morning. Great to be here.
Just in principle, resistance training so important for overall fitness as you age. We lose that muscle strength. We lose it from our 30s, don't we, Dane?
Yeah, correct. You do see a slow and steady decline from about 30 years of age in muscle mass, bone density, tendon strength. And the only really way to counteract that is with some kind of resistance training.
And also, you know, there are various ways of going about this. Some people, you know, older people, they say just pick up the old can of baked beans and do yourself some bicep curls. What you've got going there is a step above that kind of functional fitness, though, isn't it?
Yes. So when it comes to optimizing your strength, again, that bone density, muscle strength, tendon strength, there are a few tools that we have available to us in our society. So barbells being probably the most efficient way to continually progress your strength in all of those areas for decades.
And is that a trick to it, by the way? The earlier you start, like any exercise, much easier to keep it than to have to rebuild it.
Well, the exercises that we generally prioritise are natural human movements. So while it would be advantageous to start earlier, you still are going to see 20 years of progress on these movements on a barbell, even if you say start in your 60s or 70s. So it's not really, doesn't really matter when you start. You might not quite get as strong, but you're going to see all the same benefits. And you're talking a 200 to 400% increase in strength in your first 6 months of training to a year, regardless of the age.
Wow. The other matter is also just looking forward, because I think one of your alumni there was 100 from memory, and did a pretty remarkable lift. The other thing about this, the strength is also part of that functional fitness we want to keep as we age. Things like balance, like avoiding falls when we know our bone strength tends to go later in life. And actually, is resistance training helpful in trying to maintain that bone density as well?
Yeah, most definitely. So strength is the foundation of all human movement. So that includes like balance, speed, power. If you get stronger, especially in the lifts that we're talking about, these are movements where you're standing, again, the natural human movements, it's naturally going to increase your balance. So, for example, when you're standing and you're performing a deadlift or a squat with some resistance, you're strengthening the musculature all the way from your feet all the way to your head. So everything in the body is getting strengthened. And if we talk about function, again, because there's a natural human movement, you're training the body as one sort of synergistic machine. So everything's getting stronger. When it comes to the bone density, there's two forces which will enact upon the body to really increase that bone density. There are compression forces, or like if you imagine sort of crushing forces, and tension forces or pulling forces. And these movements cover those two key aspects. So you'll definitely see an increase in bone density. We've had members come in with, you know, early onset osteoporosis and things like that. And after a year of training, that bone density is starting to tick on back up, even under those conditions.
What are the particular exercises then that you concentrate on with that older age group? And then we'll get into a little bit more deeper, a little more deeply what's been achieved over the years. But sure. You've talked a couple of times about the types of exercises you do. What are they?
Yeah, okay. So there's three primary ones. That is the squat, which is, I think you can all imagine a squat, or if you're unsure, it's the act of like sitting down into like a seated position and standing back up. There's the deadlift, that is just picking something up off the floor. And then there's the press, a standing press, reaching above your head and pressing a weight above the head. those three movements pretty much cover the whole human body, and those are movements and things that we do every single day.
Let's talk about how you began with this group. You kind of had to lure the first starters into it, did you not, a few years back?
Yeah, there was definitely some trickery involved. There was a need in the community, or there's a want in the community for the older ones to have another activity to do, something that will benefit their health, to strengthen their bodies. And it was going to be a hard sell. And generally speaking, barbells and weightlifting has been seen only for the young or those who are already fit, and that's simply not the case. But to get the buy-in, I learnt various Pilates routines and mat work to get this demographic in. At the time, it was, I think every member was over 65, you're talking 60s and 70s. We did 8 weeks of that, earned their trust, got their buy-in, and then we just sort of naturally progressed to start using some kettlebells and then barbells from there. Then just word spread, and all their friends started coming along. And now it's been about 8 years going to this day.
So they earned the trust, and, lots of unlearning had to happen initially, right? Can you explain?
Yeah, well, I guess there's a lot of misconceptions when it comes to how dangerous, resistance training is or can be. And any form of exercise, there is a risk, but in my opinion, the rewards far outweigh the risk. Again, we're doing natural human movements, so we're not really learning super technical movements. And the key point to avoid injury is not so much worrying about getting perfect technique on these lifts, it's that you don't exceed the dosage. Just like not enough salt is will have a detriment to one's health, or too much, it's the same with lifting. If you lift too heavy, too soon, do not take enough rest between sets, do not take enough rest between sessions, that can slowly accumulate fatigue in the body, which could cause potential injury. Now, that is extremely rare if you do a proper, well-thought-out strength training program with adequate increases in weight. And there's a particular methodology in how we do that in a beginner, and then it changes as we go into an advanced level lifter and then to a more advanced trainee from there.
It's that principle of progressive overload. It's also about technique, and this is another issue for people of any age who rush in and start, going for broke. Technique, critical.
Yeah. I mean, I think having perfect technique, again, is overemphasised, and increasing the weight too quickly is underemphasised. So you will see people in the gym who lift with, not quite correct technique, not optimal movement patterns, but if they've slowly built their way up over time, their risk is very low. The human body has an amazing ability to adapt to whatever. We as humans exist all over the planet, do all sorts of variations of movements and exercise and daily tasks, so the body will adapt. It's only if you shock it too quickly. In saying that, we do want to perform the movements in a particular way, not just for safety, but so the exercise is actually effective. Because if you're performing the technique incorrectly, you're compensating, or the wrong muscles, or the muscles we don't want to be working, are doing too much of the job, and the muscles that we want to work are not doing enough. So there's a few reasons why we want to have perfect technique, but it's not just about injury. But what I'm really aware of is that we just make slow, steady, consistent progress over many months and years.
So what would a typical session look like for this older cohort?
Generally, we start with squats. So I said there are three movements, but there's an almost infinite variation of those three movements. So if you've had, say, knee surgery, 6 months ago, you're not going to be necessarily squatting all the way down. With resistance, we're going to start you on sort of, say, a box squat or a chair squat. So everyone will be doing their own variation, but we will start with squats. They will then generally go on to, say, a standing press, and then finishing off with a deadlift. And we will generally do sets, 4 to 5 sets of 5 repetitions, but this will change as the year goes on. Some parts of the year, for, say, 2 or 3 months, we'll be working in a higher rep range. So we're going to be really working the muscle more, trying to, what we would call a hypertrophy cycle, where we're trying to build the muscle. And then other parts of the year, we might be doing sets of 3, and this is primarily strength. So that's where we're strengthening the nervous system and the tendons as well as the muscles. So it changes through the year. So every sort of 2 to 3 months, there will be a different emphasis in sets and reps, but the movements will stay pretty close to those original three. They'll do variations of those, you know, year after year.
What sort of changes have you seen in people who are doing these sessions? Just what sort of case studies could you give us about the impact on them?
Probably the biggest one that we see all the time is, say you're an older person, you come in, you can't move that well, you struggle getting out of the chair and things like that, your knees hurt when you're pushing the lawnmower. 6 months to a year later, squatting all the way down, knee pain is no worse, if not a lot better. They're able to do more. A really big one, especially, you know, we were talking earlier about falls and breaking bones, is that being able to get up off the floor, so getting down on the floor for some mat work, getting back up is a lot less of an arduous process when your whole body is a lot stronger. So it's just generally seeing how people change the way they walk, the way they sort of stand and sit down or lay down and get up. And then when we talk about how much, you know, weight they're lifting, it's that sort of 200 to 400% increase in strength in that very short amount of time. That's within a year, your first year of training.
How heavy are we talking? Some of these people, some of these lifts, these people are able to do. Give us some of the impressive stats. I know it's mainly about fitness and fun and strength and being functional as you can be as the years go by. But what are some of the achievements you could highlight?
I mean, we've got women in their 60s and 70s, you know, lifting above 60 kilo and say a deadlift. This is one of the sort of strongest movements a human being can perform. It uses a lot of the musculature of the human body. But you're seeing more than body weight deadlifts, half body weight squats. So if you imagine you're putting a barbell on your back and you're squatting down, half of your body weight squatting down. And we're looking about a third, we're trying to build up to about a third of a body weight in the overhead press. They're like your average numbers. But we've definitely seen, you know, well beyond that, 1.5 times body weight deadlift, even 2 times body weight deadlift, even within this demographic, is entirely achievable for most people if they, you know, sort of really go down the rabbit hole of the strength training.
And was there a centenarian who pulled off a remarkable deadlift over the course of this time?
Yeah, a few years ago we hosted a Masters Games here, and we had a gentleman come down who was 100, and he wanted to pull 100 kilos off the floor, and which he successfully did. And we've had some of the women in our group. We've had one woman pull over 100 kilos, and I believe she's in her late 60s. So these human feats that sound very impressive is what most people can achieve if, you know, they're just consistent and train for many years. And again, these numbers, we're not lifting just for the sake of lifting heavy weights. If you can lift 60 kilos or 100 kilos or whatever off the floor, just think about how much easier, you know, going around, doing your day-to-day tasks in the garden, you know, pushing the lawnmower, things like that, playing with your grandkids. That's what we're really, really achieving with strength. Strength is totally for everybody.
Can we talk about your own journey as well? As we said, you went out of your way to persuade this older kind of cohort to seriously get stuck into their strength training. What drew you towards working with older gym goers? I mean, kind of anecdotally, you hear a lot of trainers are cautious about working with older clients. They're probably, you know, I don't know why, but why did it become a focus for you?
I started in the commercial gym space, and there was definitely an emphasis on those who either, you know, had the cash to afford the personal training, or generally sort of those in their 20s, 30s, and early 40s. And I was very passionate early on that strength training is for everybody. And when it comes with the apprehension of working with older ones, I don't know why a lot of, you know, sort of younger ones have this impression that super fragile. I mean, sometimes their body needs a bit more training to get that resilience back up. But these are people who have lived lives. They've been through hard things. They've been through harder things because they've had more life experience than, you know, what a lot of us younger trainers have been through. So there was no doubt in my mind that this demographic of people had the right mentality to go in there and get stuck in if they wanted to.
A lot of people asking whether there are similar programs around the country, Dane. Are you aware of that?
Not really, to be honest. I'm on my own little bubble here a little bit. You know, we're a standalone gym that works for not-for-profit, so we're a community-focused gym. But I would say if there are any strength training-specific gyms that are already working with older ones, if you can seek them out, generally people will be, those in the industry who are passionate will be more than welcome to have a talk, sit you down, talk you through some of the movements. You just might have to sort of seek what's in your local community. It is on a massive increase, strength training specifically, particularly since I've been in the industry since 2008. It has skyrocketed. It's becoming much more popular, socially acceptable and normal, and we're really, everybody's starting to see the benefit. So it should be easier and easier to find within your communities.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Dane Carr. He is with Lion's Den Gym in Taranaki.